country's first directly elected mayor, the first count in Limerick, expected very shortly. Our reporter Petula Martin is at the count at Limerick Racecourse in Patrick's Well. First declaration, is Limerick going to beat Cork to it this afternoon?
I don't know, it's hard to tell. Actually, we're told it will be late afternoon and maybe even early evening before we have the first declaration following the first count in Limerick's mayoral election. There are 80 staff from Limerick Council sorting and now counting the pink ballot papers in this mayoral race, and many of them were working over the weekend counting votes in the local elections, so another long day ahead for them and possibly running into tomorrow. Some of the runners and riders in the mayoral race are here at the count centre in Limerick Racecourse in Patrick's Well, watching the votes being counted. With no first count finished, we can only look at the tallies, Gavin. Independent candidate John Moran is leading the race with 24% of the vote. Helen O'Donnell, who is also an independent candidate, has 16% of the vote, according to the tally. And she's followed by Fianna Fáil's Dee Ryan on 14%, and Fine Gael's Daniel Butler on 13%. Now, there was disappointment for two of Limerick's sitting TDs, Sinn Féin's Maurice Quinlivan on 10% of the vote, and the Green Party's Brian Leddon on 3%. Now, Brian Leddon has said that he believes people voted for an independent voice for mayor in this first election. And over the weekend, when the tallies were being done on Saturday evening, veteran tallyman Joe Kemmy, a brother of the late Jim Kemmy, called it for John Moran. But with the first count still underway, Helen O'Donnell, Dee Ryan and Daniel Butler would certainly still consider themselves in contention.
Petula Martin in Limerick, thank you. Let's